Hi, did you know that lobsters pee out of their faces? They pee out of their faces. They urinate out of their faces. They take a tinkle out of their faces. Can you imagine? You go up to another lobster, you're like, hey, baby, and you get peed on right in your face. They just pee out their faces. That shit blew my mind. It's really disgusting, but it's kind of interesting. We eat these fucking things. We're like, oh, well, I don't really eat lobster, but people eat them. They enjoy them. And they fucking pee out their faces. It's interesting. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first act, I'm very happy because he just did his first one-man band because he was from the band. Well, he still does the band, Battle Beats, which is a band that, if you don't know who they are, you should probably pause this episode, go on Bandcamp, go listen, and then play this episode again, because why the fuck are you slacking? Why are you slacking? What's wrong with you? So this is from Andres. He does his one-man band, and the song is called Nothing Lasts Forever. If you listen to the song, you can't even tell it's a one-man band. It's crazy. This guy is super talented. He's always making music, always releasing amazing stuff. And then with this song, it's so different. And as compared to Battle Beats, this song is so different because it was dedicated to his late mother, which that right there grabs my heart because I can't imagine going through such a major loss like that. I mean, I've had a major loss in my life, but losing your mom, you know, it's definitely, I can't imagine. Just losing anybody in general, just it's heartbreaking. And he made it into such a great song, and it's like, it's very heartfelt, and it's very different, and I like people that write songs from a deeper place than just surface level. So that's what I love about Andressa, and definitely check it out. Like, he just releases a couple songs for his one-man band, but always check out his stuff from Battle Beast. So this is Nothing Lasts Forever by Andressa. So that was Nothing Lasts Forever by Andressa. And this next act, they're from Spain. So they're a Riot Girl garage punk band called Baby Jane. And I was trying to go for something like this myself. This is stuff that I'm inspired by. Like, so I wanted to kind of like, this is the stuff that I want to sound like. And I'm like, damn, it motivates me because it's so cool. It's different. And it's rock and roll, but it's also like, it has a fucking attitude to it. And I love this song, McDonald's Hiroshima. And when I as soon as I listened to Baby Jane, as soon as I listened, I was like, I gotta hit her up and get a song in this episode, because this is the stuff that I personally, for my own solo thing, I want to do myself. And like, and it's so inspiring. It's so inspiring that like, you hear a lot of this stuff going on, people making their own music, making it different and DIY and raw. And I love that, because it's just like, it shows that anybody can do this. It's not just like you go into a big fancy studio. No, if you want to release music, you do it in your own terms, your own way. You don't need a fucking record deal. Fuck a record deal. You do it yourself, you know? So I love that. I love the Riot Girl, the garage punkness, and this song is badass, and I really like Baby Jane, so this is awesome. This is McDonald's Hiroshima by Baby Jane. So that was McDonald's Hiroshima by Baby Jane. And this next band, they're from Nashville, Tennessee. They're called the Scurvies. They're a punk rock and roll band, and the song is called Break Even or Die Trying. And I feel like this is basically what is going on in life right now. And it's perfectly said, perfectly done, and it fucking rocks. So check it out. So this is Break Even or Die Trying by the Scurvies.
Like, well,
So that was Break Even or Die Trying. Break Even or Die Trying by the Scurvies. And this next band is called Schism. They're a New York City punk band. And they wrote a song about the frogs in Portland. You know, the people that were dressed like frogs during the ICE. You know, the whole military bullshit that Trump's doing. I'm sorry, but I have so much to say. But I will say this quick. If you or know anybody that... God, I don't know how to explain this without sounding so angry. But, like, if you know anybody that it wants to be an ICE or anything like that, you are a fucking narc. And the thing is, ACAB is also ICE included as well. So Trump sending military to random states and just creating this whole bullshit that he's creating in his mind. It's terrible. So I love that they wrote a song about it because these frogs were making an impact. I mean, these people dressed like frogs were making an impact and jumping in and just frog on. So that's what I love about this song. Just frog on, you know, basically saying, fuck you. And I like this band a lot and definitely check them out. So this is Frog On. It's a Portland song by Schism.
Behind a gun, but it takes a lot of courage to stand in front of one. Invading forces can't seem to get it done. Froggy's just dancing in the morning sun. Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Politicians keep trying to curb dissent, sending in forces to see what they ferment, trying to create fear and discontent. But Frosty's still dancing, he's here to represent. Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! It's alright to unite, to unite. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright to unite, to unite. Now go! Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Yeah, baby, frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Frog on! Frog on!
So that was Frog On, Portland song by Schism, and we're at the last song of the episode. This last band, the name goes fucking hard. And the band, too. They're a punk metal thrash band. They're from Pennsylvania. They're called Christpipe. But I want to say, like, Christpipe. You know, like, super low. And, like, very, like, death metal-y. Because, holy shit, when I checked them out, they sent me the song No Way Out. And, wow. It goes hard. Even when you go into Bandcamp. And I love checking out all the band's artwork. And some people go really hard with the imagery. And I love that. This band is no different. Like, they have... It's a punk. They have a punk and an upside down cross. And the album is called Pay the Piper. It's like, holy shit, that shit goes really fucking hard. And this song goes hard. And I figure, you know what? Let's end it on this note. You know, let's end it on... We're gonna come in harder. We're gonna fuck shit up. Because that's what punks do. A lot of times people are like, oh, punk is dead. No, it's underground. And the fact is that you need to start looking... where it isn't mainstream anymore. So I feel like a lot of the mainstream artists are not saying what needs to be said, and they're being too safe, and they're not, and their songs, I hate to say, a lot of punk bands from like the older days, their later shit sounds like shit. I hate to say it, it's true. A lot of bands are, they tend to lose their edge over time. That's why I like local bands, because they have that edge, they have that fucking hunger, they have that anger, and they have that emotion there, which is what you need in punk rock, especially now. Especially with all these things that are happening, like, we need this voice because we're pissed. Nobody's fucking happy. You walk around right now, do you see any happy motherfuckers? No. No. I don't see nobody fucking happy. Everybody's pissed. Everybody hates the way shit is going. And this is the only time right now where art is needed and also music is needed. So this emotion is fucking valid. And when people say, I don't like screaming music, well, fuck you. More for me. So that's what I'm just saying, like, this shit is needed now. I mean, a lot of us are divided and a lot of shit is happening that isn't, that is just, you've seen this before in history. How are you not seeing it now? So it's just crazy. It's crazy how shit's going back into what it was when we're like, no, that would never happen now. Bullshit, still happening now. Not just you guys, but people are fucking blind to what is going on. And I feel like there's no way out. That's why I'm going back to the song, because it's true. And we need to celebrate that fucking anger and hunger that you see in local bands, because right now it's a very dark time, and it always happens to be a dark time when Republicans are in office, because they're the most negative, angry people that are out there. I don't care. Even Democrats too. I don't like Democrats either. I feel like the whole government is just bullshit. They're both two different sides on the same fucking bird. It doesn't matter. So what we need to do is unite. So you mean, like, stop making it into a whole separation. Stop dividing each other. We need to unite. I keep saying that. But then I see fucking people online fighting. And then I see people online posting shit. So it's like kind of pissed me off. Especially within the punk scene, when I see people bootlicking for Trump and then bootlicking all this other shit. I'm going to say it right now. Bootlicking for any fucking politician is the most poser shit I've ever seen in my life. I don't give a fuck. And if you go, oh, I like what ICE is doing. I like what Trump is doing. He's trolling everybody. You're a fucking loser and you need friends. So, back to Christ Pipe. They released this song called No Way Out. The album is called Pay the Piper. Thank you to all the bands that sent me their music, to people listening, to people checking in every week. I appreciate you guys. I've been going through a little bit of a tough time, you know, with the loss, and yeah, I'm trying to get back into the spirit of things. I feel like right now there's too many people are just fucking pissed, miserable, and we need a change. We need to change this shit, because this shit is not how it's supposed to be. So definitely keep sending me music, izzysunt@gmail.com. So this is No Way Out by Christ Pipe.